Jane with Dietrich from South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, and because I'm a follower of the real Jesus Christ, not the fallacy. I find it very fascinating that this is voicemail number 666, and a lot of the Christian community is just enamored with that number, because it appears once in Revelation, and it's ironic, that there's such a lot of difficulty with Revelation, especially for the King James only people, because the King James, the Greek version that was used for the King James actually came from the Latin Vulgate, translated to Greek, and then used to make the English in King James. So there is some question on a lot of the veracity of it. But of course, again, apparently there's a significant evidence that it's actually 616, not 666. So a lot of things are built up. A huge industry has been built up on something that is on at least shaky grounds, because again, the evidence is 616, not 666. That's normal for the institution, isn't it? Simply, you've built up such a system. You got to stand with your system because there's comfort, there's power, and so forth in that system. It's the same thing. Truth doesn't matter. The scripture is indeed the word of God. The scripture can be validated for being what it claims to be. And the fundamental aspect of it is love. Love includes not abandoning people like family members. But it's the whole thing I find so very fascinating. And, you know, it's interesting because obviously the video, I actually did it on Saturday and released it Sunday, about Mother's Day, talked about how it's a distortion. What we have today is such a distortion. It's been commercialized in exact opposite to the person, you know, Anna Jarvis, who was the person behind the whole Mother's Day holiday that we have in the first place. We do the complete opposite. So just like people who are enamored with 666, and as if they're looking for something, but you know, I point out to people, if you don't have love, if you've got your eschatology right but don't have love, you're toast anyway. It's not getting your eschatology right. So do you love? Because all the commandments are summarized in this: love. Love includes reconciliation. Love includes communications. Love does not abandon. And I'm here. I'm open to anybody who would like a real dialogue. I am grateful that I had some dialogue with Eric Lee. Grateful that I've had some with Julia. Serious dialogue? No, haven't had it really with anybody. And especially, again, I point out that someone who is an elder in the institutional church who claims to know the scripture should follow it and come to the table and reconcile with the man who's been trying for years to do that with him. Otherwise, what he is doing is he's hating himself, he's hating his children, and I would rather see him repent of that and reconcile. Because if Jim Cross and I were to reconcile, the world would change. It doesn't matter what happens all over the world. What matters, will Jim Cross and I reconcile? Because that could be the beginning of marvelous things. I'm here. I'm striving for that. I've been fairly public about it. Obviously, the video that went yesterday, you know, I was really surprised. I'm right now, I just checked a view count of 38, which is pretty high for me. less than, well, I guess it's we're approaching 48 hours. No, wait a minute. It was Sunday. We're approaching 36 hours. But the, you know, that's a pretty good viewership for me. So somebody watched it. Obviously, a lot of people don't get too far into it. It's the end of it that I suggest has the weight. It's the end of it that has the appeal to those who have ears, ears to hear. I pray someone in my family does. Dorothy Jane, I love you.